Rabban's in Parshas told us the discussion of the brachos. Very interesting, very important Rambans there, and as the Ramban discusses the material aspects of Yitzchak, there's a Ramban, beautiful Ramban, that discusses the three wells, what each one means. But there's a Yisoyzik Ramban that many of you probably have heard in different contexts, and we'll try to discuss in the next 10 minutes. And that is Kiyama Mitzvahs before Matan Torah, Yumadav Chovches, where the Gemara says that the Ovis were Shomer Kalan Mitzvahs, based on a Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Ekev, the Pasuk up before Sheni, Ekev Asher Shoma Avon Bekoili, V'yishmor Mishmarati Mitzvahisoichu Koisai V'sermesoi. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Avram listened to me, and he kept Mishmart. If it would be Avram passed my Nisyonis, you understand. If it would be Avram listened to my Shom Avram B'Koyli, he understand very well, Shom B'Koyli. He left his father, he brought his son as an Akedah, he went down with the Rav. Shom B'Koyli, you understand. But what's Pshat B'Yishmor Mishmarti? Mitzvoisei Chukoisei B'Sei Rosei. So Rashi says, according to Gemara, Yevom is Chof Aleph Mishmarti, we're one blood off. Right? We're supposed to be 1 week off. We should have done this week. Had a Yitzhara to rush in order to do this Gemara. What's Mishmarti? Gezeiros la'achoka la'zhorish b'toira. Gein shnius la'arois hu shvus l'shabbos. That means we did shvus l'shabbos at least. It comes from, right? But the next sugya, according to Rashi, that's what Avraham Avinu was told. That's what he kept the arois. He kept the rabbanan digadinim. Mitzvoisai. Those are the halachos which we understand, which make sense to us, which l'chaira we would have had to a great degree, even if we did not have Torah and Hashemayim, as is evidenced by Western culture. Chukoisai, that's chukoisai. That's what we don't understand, that the halachos that we would not have. And v'seiroisai is Torah Shabbat. Alright? So, based on that, we don't understand, we'd have to say that Avram Baruch HaKodesh got Kol HaTorah Kul, even the Rabbanans, the Kacha Kosov, that Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kul, Afilu Erevin, he has a din of Erevin as well. Says the Ramban, you have in front of you, Lashon Rashi, alright? Next. The Imkain, Yia Kol Zeh, Bonu Yaldas, Shoya Avram Mikayim, Umishameres HaTorah, Ad Shalei Nidna, V'chein Omru, Gracious Rabbah. And he gives examples that they knew the din of Egla Rufa. That's why Yosef was learning Egla Rufa with his father. Next, the Yeshlosh Ol, third paragraph. In Kene Chokim Yaakov Matseva, Vinosush Veyachoyos. So if that's the case, how did Yaakov Avinu do a Matseva, which is also in the Acher Matan Torah? Nosush Veyachoyos. Okay, that's why they say no arba va amram. According to there were four half sisters, va amram nosu they dosai. Moshe Rabbeinu ekim shtei meser matseva. Heyichef shesho you know again heter ba torah ba mesha osar avram avim al atzmoi. V'kabel Hashem zchar al adover. Since the Ramban, what's the kasha? What's the problem with Yaakov marrying two sisters? He wasn't mitzuvah to marry two sisters, but hayitochen. He wasn't mitzuvah. But how you talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu to say Avrami did a wonderful thing by keeping every single one of the Targum mitzvahs? And then Yaakov says, no, so I won't keep it in one of the Targum mitzvahs. That doesn't make any sense. But who Yitzav is born of his base Yaakov, Lechaz Bedrochav. Not only that, to be Yaakov Dorshu, Sheshomer Seshabbos Bekovat Chumim. And you have the famous Drosha, Nu, Targum mitzvah Shemarti. Evsha she is a Shabbos from the nation school called Terakula. She may eat all my sabrachas. Could be that Yaakov Avinu kept all Shabbos because Shabbos is as a svara to remind us of my sabrachas. So that's the kasha that the Ramban has, right? Famous kasha, famous terutz, right? The Marsha's famous terutz is he's miyashiv. The Marsha in Yom was in miyashiv, right? The Yisoid is the Yisoid. He's miyashiv the derech of Tosfos. How did he marry two sisters? They were gyaris. So each one was each sister when they had their geirus was a contribution of the dami. No, they're not related. Right? Matseva only became most lachem on Torah. The Gemara says that Masha Sonui became that it was Mashiach Neham Kodesh Matar, that even Alpi Torah is Mutar for Matar. So that's one, being Miyashiv all the Kashas. That's one Malach. There's a famous Malach of the Nefesh HaChayim that says before Matan Torah, so the Ovis were allowed to deal with all the Hezberim. They weren't obligated to keep the halachas. They were obligated to keep the ideas of Torah, and then they could make. Yaakov Avinu understood why it was usur to marry two sisters, and he understood why it didn't apply to him. That's the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. Before Matan Torah, they had all the mitzvahs. However, we were able to figure. Avraham Avinu could figure out why he could give bos v'cholam to the malachim. He was allowed to be. To handle with the Tamiya mitzvahs. V'ulai nemar mishmarti shniyasai roshul b'nei noyach u'mitzvoy say gezoshim. The Ramban says maybe we should learn pshat in the pasuk that's referring to the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And Chazal and the drosha we have to understand. She'elu kulon etzavu b'nei noyach. Hu ha'shoymer v'oyser v'tzayin baru v'shamer filu diktukin v'chumers mitzvah shalahen. So he says maybe what it means is that we should have pshat is that this pasuk refers to the Sheva Zayin Noyach. No, so what's the big deal that Avram didn't murder and steal? Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bikoili, and he kept the Sheva Mitzvahs. So apparently, no, there are different ways of keeping it. He can keep the Sheva Mitzvahs because. You keep the bare minimum, or you could keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, Lefnim Mishur Sadim. So Avraham Avinu, he was Mamek, he understood what Avodah Zarah was. So he was Shemir Mishmarit, he didn't just keep the mitzvahs. He kept the Tizrizos, Pavon Yaseir, Bidikduke Mitzvahs. That Nira Eli. Alright, so those are the different possibilities. Kasha, Teretz is either Nefesh HaChaim's Teretz, Marsha's Teretz. Ramban intimates a teretz that we kept the ideas, not the halachas, or that he kept the shevus v'nei noyach b'dik dukim. And nirei lami da'as we say no, shelomen Avraham Avinu teira kula b'ruach hakodesh, ve'osak ba uvetamei mitzvei sel v'soy leisel. Ramban has two mechudishlik approaches of you. Number one is. Midas Rabbi Seinu. Number one, Avram learned Kol HaTorah Kula Beruach HaKodesh. What does that mean? He was not mitzuvah. His Baruch was not mitzaveh. But Beruach Kodeshoy, Avonah Yaseira, with unbelievable Kiddusha, he was able to figure out Chochmas Elikis. Beruach HaKodesh. Ve'osak bo. And once he figured out this was Chochmas Elikis, he worked hard. Once he did chachmas on the kiss, he did parties. V'shamar oisa kula kemisha einay mitzvah v'yoisa. That's the lashon of Ramban and Parshas Mishalach. When the Medrash says on Parshas Mishalach in Mora, sham sam lechoyku mishvat v'sham niso. Medrash melame. What do they have? They had the Shabbos, kibud abeim, paraduma, dinim. So the Ramban says that we got these mitzvahs before Matan Torah. We got these mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu got those mitzvahs. The Ramban goes on to say, La'argilam, to get us used to the idea. Over here, the Ramban says a little bit differently. Ramban says that Avraham Avinu, because of the stature he had in Havana, he was able on his own to figure out. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the gift of being able, the Kedusha, to figure these things out. Ushmi Rosai Oysa Hoyom Eretz Vilbad. Chiddush number two. Number one is number two, V'yoysim. And Mela, so Yaakov, if he has a reason to have two sisters, it's Mutter. Right? I'm still a little bit, still a Pella. But Avraham Avinu got Tzchar for keeping them. So says the Ramban, if you look carefully, you'll see that the Ovois kept all the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. V'yakoyim v'chutz lo oretz nosu achayois v'chein amram. And the Ramban reminds in a moment that before Yaakov returns to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel dies. Ki amitzvus mishpat elokeyo oretzein, afal pi shus handu b'chayves aguf b'chol mokoyim, ukvar romzu asoyd hazeh, v'ani ha'ir choboy b'ezra Hashem. Says the Ramban, this is where he begins the Yisod. The Ramban is the Yisod she refers to at the end of Achrei Mois, and then again, I think in Parshas Rei. Famous Ramban, that's the famous, often not fully understood, that the Ramban says that the Ikur mitzvahs are mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Ramban explains because outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to us indirectly. But in Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to every person directly. Right? So I'll have to explain what that means. So step by step. The first step that Ramban gives over here is that the Ovois were responsible for the mitzvahs because they were not mitzvahs. If they were mitzvahs, achoyves aguf is achoyves aguf. Universal, international. Right? But before Matan Torah, so then Avraham Avinu understood that since the Iker mitzvah is an Eretz Yisrael, there in Eretz Yisrael, he was the mitzvahs are have a greater impact, have mean more, because Lechari could say in the Benigla, you can say that a mitzvah soif, a mitzvah is in response to the tzivah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa, every time I do a mitzvah, the very basic level, I share Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah. Put on tefillin. So the two levels of the Maisa mitzvah of tefillin. One is I share Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah. I'm a mitzvah yaisa. It could be anything. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Mitzvah not bari. Finished. Then there's a deep rabba. I have a parashiyos. Shul yad shul roish. Have to do a zikorin. Leman. What's the levash of posuk? Leman tiyah teres Hashem beficha. So every mitzvah has these two levels. Reb Chaim, Hilchos Tefillah at the very beginning. Every mitzvah, two levels. Asher k'shem mitzvah yisav. It's Kedushas Yisrael. That also is not just one idea. That's many ideas. That itself, mitzvah nabar, Kedushas Yisrael. So on the level of Kedushas Yisrael, on the level of mitzvah nabar, every mitzvah is international. Every chayv is international. But in the oimik havon of every mitzvah, so apparently it'll be different Eretz Yisrael, different chutzlar. Tefillin Eretz Yisrael is different than tefillin chutzlar. The connection I have to Rabban Shalom via tefillin Eretz Yisrael is different than the chutzlar. That's what the Ramban holds. So apparently Avraham Avinu, since they were not a mitzvah v'yoyseh, you understand where Reb Chaim Volozhin was coming from. He probably was built on this Ramban. Hey yoyseh, they weren't a mitzvah v'yoyseh. Right? So the Meila, they didn't have the Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvahs of Tzivanu. For them, the mitzvah of the mitzvah was not an expression of being a mitzvah. It wasn't an expression of being compliant to Rosh Hashanah. If I cared, it was an expression of having a havana, understanding what Kedushanu wanted from us. Right? There's a lot more to say. Last paragraph of the Ramban is another Mahalach, we'll discuss it. But you see, just to bring the two parts of the shir together, so the same thing is true with the Maisa Kiddushin, Maisa Ishus. Right? When a person does Kiddushin, so he says, Asher Kiddushonu, that's not the Lashon. That's the Lashon? No. But oh, you're right, yeah. V'oselonu, Zerusa, Zerusa, Kiddushin, right? In other words, in the Maisa Kiddushin, so there is the elemental idea of being compliant to Kadosh Baruch Hu's requirements, but there's also much more going on. But right, we have this long bracha. So Yorda Chazal understood, and they gave expression to Chazal. Don't always do that. Often it's up to us, but very often Chazal and Hogi Yisrael give expression to the various ideas that are included in a mitzvah that we're familiar with, right? The sheen, the oisies, the straps, Those are all an expression, an idea which is Tomen Mesoich HaInyan. So Chazal understood that in Maisa Ishus, in the Kiddushin they write, so there were certain ideas. Chazal wanted those ideas to be front and center, so they gave it expression.